Cattle futures lost some ground on Tuesday. Ag producer sentiment soared higher in July. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of August. Cattle futures sagged lower toward the end of Tuesday's session, following what seemed a surprising reprieve from negative trade news and wild gyrations the previous day. Live cattle futures closed an average of 93 cents lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 63 cents lower, other than 5 cents and 22 cents higher in SEP and October. Wholesale beef values were higher on moderate to good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.08 higher Tuesday afternoon at $215.78 a hundredweight. Select was 98 cents higher at $192.65. Results from just one weekly Tuesday sale to share with you at press time. That for Ozarks Regional Stockyards at West Plains, Missouri, where there are 3,322 head on offer. Steer calves traded steady to $2 higher, while yearling steers sold $2 higher. Heifer calves weighing less than 450 pounds sold steady to $4 higher, but steady to $3 lower at heavier weights. The average steer weight was 612 pounds, and the average price was $145.46 a hundredweight. For heifers, the average weight was 580 pounds, and the average price was $133.57. Overall condition of the corn crop faded a touch last week, according to the most recent crop progress report for the week ending August 4th. Progress remains significantly behind last year and the average, with 57% in good or excellent condition, which was 1% less than the previous week. 13% was in poor or very poor condition, which was 1% more than the previous week. Year to year, 14% less is rated good or excellent, and 3% more is rated in the poor categories. Yet, favorable weather and export-limiting international competition helped push corn futures 1 to 6 cents lower on the day. Soybean condition held steady for the week, with 54% in good or excellent condition compared to 67% a year earlier, and with 13% in poor or very poor condition compared to last year. Soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. Incidentally, as expected this time of year, the nation's pasture and range conditions deteriorated some last week, but remain well ahead of last year, with 58% in good or excellent condition compared to 40% last year. At the other end of the scale, 13% was rated as poor or very poor compared to 30% a year earlier. States with 20% or more rated as poor or very poor include Arizona, California, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. Major U.S. financial indices on Tuesday rebounded from the previous day's massive sell-off. Apparently, primary support came from reports that China intends to maintain its currency at higher levels than appeared Monday, when that nation allowed its currency to slide to decade-low values in retaliation for the recently announced additional tariffs on Chinese imports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 311 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 37 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 107 points. Improved expectations for current economic conditions helped drive producer sentiment sharply higher in July, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The overall barometer reading of 153 in July was 27 points higher than the previous month and 52 points higher than in May. Results are based on a survey of 400 agricultural producers across the U.S. who were surveyed between July 15th and July 19th. Improving crop conditions after an extraordinarily wet planting season, combined with a late spring, early summer crop price rally, boosted farmer sentiment. James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, explained the Corn Belt is continuing to see better crop conditions, and that has farmers, at least momentarily, breathing a sigh of relief. However, he adds that the agricultural economy remains in flux, with unknowns including the impact of prevented planting on 2019 corn and soybean acreage and prices, as well as the outcome of trade talks with China. The Index of Current Conditions, a sub-index of the Ag Barometer, increased 44 points in July to a reading of 141, marking the largest one-month improvement since data collection began in October of 2015. The barometer's other sub-index, the Index of Future Expectations, increased 18 points from June to a reading of 159 in July. Mintert notes that improvement in producer sentiment occurred despite the fact that many producers were in the midst of filing prevented planting crop insurance claims and wondering about the size of the USDA's 2019 Market Facilitation Program payments. Given the late planting season, USDA resurveyed corn and soybean growers in July to better estimate actual planted acreage of both crops. In the meantime, the Ag Economy Survey asked corn and soybean participants whether they were taking a prevented planting payment on any of the corn or soybean acreage they intended to plant this year. Of those planting corn, 25% said they were filing a prevented planting claim on some of their intended acreage, 61% said their prevented planting totaled 15% or more of their intended acreage, while 42% said that they did not plant 25% or more of their intended acreage. For those with soybeans, 24% said they were filing a prevented planting claim on some of their intended acreage. 39% said their prevented planting totaled 15 to 25% of their intended acreage, while 2% said they were unable to plant 25% or more of their intended acreage. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 7th of August. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.